Early voting begins in Massachusetts tomorrow and continues through October 30th. During the 14-day period, people can show up at polling locations in person and cast their ballot for the November 3rd election. Massachusetts has had early voting in federal and state elections since 2016. Because of the pandemic, the Massachusetts legislature authorized a vote-by-mail program this year. As of the beginning of this week, more than 1.3 million ballots have been mailed to voters. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola Lopez.
This year, the one difference that really will affect how people can cast their ballots in a positive way will be the extension of the registration period. So the last day to register to vote is October 24th, 8 p.m., and people will be able to, during that early voting period, really register to vote and cast a ballot. And that's something that, you know, it'll be a new thing for all of the municipalities across the Commonwealth because of the extension that was done by the legislature. So it'll be a trial run for us to see how that works, kind of a same-day voting situation.
In some places around the country where early voting started this week, Georgia most notably, there were reports of people waiting for hours before they could cast their ballot. Do you anticipate lengthy wait times in Massachusetts for early voting?
I don't expect that to happen in Springfield, but what I do expect on the first day of early voting, we may have larger numbers. What I have been encouraging people to do is really take a look at the calendar, which is on our website, it's on our Facebook page, and plan your vote, so that you don't have to be here on the 17th. You don't have to stand in a 5 or 10 minute line. What we've done here is hired additional poll workers that will be on hand. So then that way that'll expedite the process. We've also added additional polling booths here in City Hall that will give the ability for more people to vote 6 feet apart. The other thing is, I think, and I don't know the difference because I really am not familiar with the process down south, but what we've seen in places like Georgia where they have 8-hour lines, that doesn't happen in Massachusetts. I don't think I've ever once seen anyone have anything more than a 15-minute wait. And I'm talking about during a very busy presidential election year. So I don't anticipate that going forward, and I don't anticipate it for early voting, to be honest.
People who are not Springfield residents and need to know where they can vote, they can go to the Secretary of State's website and look it up, correct?
Correct. So anyone that is unsure of where their polling location is for Election Day can look it up on the Secretary of State's portal, as well as our information is also kept on that portal, too. They even include the location of our drop box here at City Hall and directions on how to get to the drop box.